Our reading today will be from Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 to 17. Zechariah 9, 9 to 17. Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the rivers to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. Return to your fortress, you prisoners of hope. Even now, I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. I will bend Judah as I bend my bow and fill it with Ephraim. I will rouse your sons, Zion, against your sons, Greece, and will make you like a warrior's sword. Then the Lord will appear over them. His arrow will flash like lightning. The sovereign Lord will sound the trumpet. He will march in the storms of the south. And the Lord Almighty will shield them. They will destroy and overcome with sling stones. They will drink and roar as with wine. They will be full like a bowl used for sprinkling the corners of the altar. The Lord their God will save his people on that day as a shepherd saves his flock. They will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown. How attractive and beautiful they will be. Grain will make the young men thrive and new wine the young women. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
And if you've got a Bible, it'd be great to have Zechariah chapter 9 open. It probably won't fall open, so you're going to have to hunt for a few minutes, perhaps, to find it near the end of the Old Testament, about two-thirds of the way through the Bible. Unless, of course, you're part of the Tuesday Bible study group, because you know Zechariah back to front. So hopefully that will be an advantage to you as well. And as Alan said, we've got little worksheets which are available at the back if you would like one, if you're a small person or would like to use a worksheet. You're very welcome. They're all ages, but particularly for the children. Now, over Christmas and New Year, people give and receive lots of different gifts. Some gifts that get given break after a single use. Maybe you were given something that you thought, oh, that was fun while it lasted, but it doesn't work anymore. Some go maybe straight into the to be given away box. Is that just me? Some, though, can become really, really precious and can even end up in a precious treasures box that some of you have in your homes, I imagine. Anyone has a precious treasures box in their home where really, really precious things? Anyone got one of those? We've got some of those in our house. A few hands going up. I'm sure you do. You're a bit ashamed to say. It's fine. It's fine to have a precious treasures box. Maybe it's things that children have made for us and given to us. It might be a loved teddy bear from when you were little. Maybe it's a photograph of a granny or a grandpa. Maybe it's a letter that you were given. I wonder, why don't you just turn to someone nearby, it will probably be the person who's sitting right next to you, and share what some of your most precious treasures are, and then have a think about what some of God's most precious treasures are. Now, can we get that on the screen? Let's have a little look. I don't know, have you got no PowerPoint in there? Oh, the internet's down. Oh, fine, no worries. So just turn to the person next to you and think about what's your most precious treasure, and some of God's precious treasures. You might want to do it on your own, have a little think. I'll give you just a minute or so. Okay. Okay, while Jace is furiously trying to get computers to work, they always go wrong, and even in New Year 2022, they're still out to get us, computers. Shout out some precious treasures that we have in our homes. And, yeah, over there. Six owls. They look very precious. Yeah, okay. Thanks, Sophie. Anna, what's your precious treasure? Her bunny, lovely. How about you, Daniel? A piece of meteor. Are you kidding me? That is very precious. Wow. A real meteor. Whoa. Amazing. I hope it didn't fall on your head. That would hurt. But brilliant. Precious treasures. Anyone else got a precious treasure they want to share? Oh, yeah, over there.
You got one, John.
A walkie-talkie. Such precious treasures. Amazing. Well, today, boys and girls, mums and dads, friends, we are going to be thinking about some of God's most precious treasures. But before we do that, I've got an extremely precious treasure down here. I wonder whether you can guess what my precious treasure is. Look, I'll give you a clue. I'm going to put something on, and you will maybe guess what my precious treasure is. Okay, see if you can guess what my precious... What do you think I've got down here? Can you see what this is?
Cape.
That's a cape. Yeah, well, it's more than a cape. This is a royal robe. A royal robe. What's my precious treasure down here, do you think? A crown. Look at this. Wow, look at that. A very, very precious treasure. Goes on my head. It's not quite the St. Edward's crown that would have been on the screen if you'd seen that, but it's the most valuable crown I could afford. But if you are, I don't know whether you know very much about the Queen, but this year, 2022, is the Queen's Platinum Jubilee year. Have any of you heard of a Platinum Jubilee? That means that the Queen has been the Queen for 70 years. And when she was crowned, age 27, which is not much older than some of you, she wore the St. Edward's crown on her head. And the St. Edward's crown is an incredibly precious treasure. It weighs 2.4 kilograms, which is about a bag and a half of flour. Imagine having that on your head. It was made of solid gold, 444 precious and semi-precious stones, sapphires, amethysts, garnet, topaz, rupees, and it is worth, check this, £4 million. £4 million for a crown. And together, the crown jewels, we're told, are worth about £2.6 billion. Now, have any of you seen the crown jewels in London? Put your hand up if you've seen the crown jewels. Honestly, if you haven't seen, like, tell your grown-up, take me to the crown jewels, because they are amazing to see the crown jewels with your eye. Now, I want you to have a look at a really, really special verse that we're looking at today in our Bible passage. It's Zechariah chapter 9, verse 16, and this is what we read. The Lord their God will save his people on that day as a shepherd saves his flock. They will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown. How attractive and beautiful they will be. Now the Bible, boys and girls, mums and dads, friends today, describes God's people in loads of different ways. Loads of different ways God describes his people. Can you think of any ways God describes his people? I'm going to give you 20 seconds. You want to talk to someone? You may want to think on your own. How does God describe his people? Okay, have a little think. Loads of different ways God describes his people. Okay, have a little think. I'm going to give you 20 seconds for that one. But there are loads of different ways the Bible describes his people. Okay, 20 seconds is up, so hands up. Sophie, how does God describe his people? Sheep, vine, yeah, brilliant. Branches in the vine, sheep in a flock. Anyone else get other things? Yeah, Clementine. His children, brilliant, wow. To be called God's children, isn't that amazing? Anyone else got something that God describes his people as? Maybe some of the grown-ups can help. Yeah, right at the back. Precious jewels. Yes, yeah, thank you. And that's what we're going to see today. And the main point of our passage is very simple. We don't really need the PowerPoint to work for us. The main point of our passage is that saved people sparkle. Okay, we're going to do some actions for that. So we're going to do our thumbs down. Everyone put your thumbs down, okay? Okay. Saved people sparkle. Can we do that one more time? Jazz hands in the new year. I mean, what's to not love? Okay, thumbs down. Saved people sparkle. Let's all say it together. One, two, three. Saved people sparkle. Now, you may think, who am I to God? Who am I to God? What can I offer God in 2022? I feel very small and weak. Maybe my brother or my sister is a bit stronger as a Christian than I am. Maybe I'm really worried about COVID, and I'm really worried about school, and I'm worried about restrictions, and I'm worried about whether the doctors can look after us. And maybe God seems to have forgotten us, we think. Maybe you're really aware of your sin and the things you've done wrong. Oh, my crown's gone, walking. Can you pass my crown, please, Abigail? Thank you. We need a crown. Thank you very much. Oh, perfect. What a lovely crown. Maybe you think, I had some New Year's resolutions and they've already gone wrong. Anyone like that? Yeah, it's only day two and you've gone wrong again. Well, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 16 gives us great hope, because it tells us that saved people sparkle. Now, let me give you a quick bit of background. Zechariah was a prophet and a priest. He was writing to God's people after they'd come back from exile. So they left the land of promise for many years into Babylon, Daniel and all his mates, and then they came back into their land. But when they came back, it was never as good as they'd hoped. They hoped for a really fantastic, happy days forevermore, but they still struggled with sin and with doubt and with making mistakes, and they still felt very weak. But God had not finished with them. And the background to our verse in verse 16 is verse 9. So if you've got your Bibles open or an app on your phone, you'll see verse 9. Let me read. Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Now that verse has been made very, very famous by something called Handel's Messiah, which maybe some of you grown-ups went to see or hear over Christmas. And it came true when Jesus arrived in Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. Now our king doesn't need a war horse. He's the king who rules by serving us in meekness. He comes on a donkey. But we're going to jump down in our passage and see how it shows us that saved people sparkle. So have a look in verse 16. The Lord their God will save his people on that day as a shepherd saves his flock. They will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown. How attractive and beautiful they will be. We're going to see two things this new year from this wonderful verse. No matter what New Year's resolutions you plan on making or on keeping, God has made a firm resolution. He's made a resolution, a promise. So here's our first point, the resolution. God will save. Have a look in our passage. It says, the Lord their God will save his people on that day as a shepherd saves his flock. No matter how many bad things we did in 2021, no matter how worried we may feel, no matter how many mistakes we make, no matter how little we deserve it, God's New Year's resolution is, I will save. God will save. Isn't that good news, friends? While politicians might struggle to contain COVID, and while doctors, maybe some of the doctors here today, might struggle to cope with the strain, maybe teachers might struggle to teach in a classroom with children wearing masks. Everyone struggles in life, but God does not struggle. He absolutely and certainly promises to save. Now, friends, in Old Testament times, Bible times, the leaders of the people were called shepherds. They were called the leaders of the people. So in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 2, if you've got a Bible, you can see this here. This is what we read towards the end of verse 2. It says, the people wander like sheep, oppressed for a lack of a shepherd. Wow. So there was the lack of a good leader to lead the people. But then when Jesus arrived in Mark chapter 6, verse 34, we're told Jesus saw the crowd. He had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And so it's no surprise in John chapter 10, when Jesus speaks, he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. You see, boys and girls, mums and dads, friends, the Old Testament is like a great big signpost. We saw this earlier in the year, or in fact last year. A signpost pointing forward to Jesus, the one who would come. The whole Bible is about him. So the first lesson, important lesson of 2022 is, however bleak things get, however frustrated we may be about having to socially distance in church, it's a bit sad that, isn't it? However many times we put ourselves first Or we put self on the throne and Christ comes last. Or we put other people down. However much pressure our relationships are under. However much we struggle with feeling alone in 2022. The Lord is our good shepherd. And he has promised, he has made a New Year's resolution to you. God will save. He'll get us through. He'll get us through. That's the first amazing lesson. God will save, his resolution. But the passage goes on to point two. Well, I'm calling the reason. Why will God do this? The reason, they will sparkle. They will sparkle. Actually, in the original version, it has the word for before they. For they will sparkle. This is the reason why God is going to save him, because he wants them to sparkle. Remember, the big theme of our passage today is, thumbs down, what was it? Saved people sparkle. Now, it might be weird to you, but this is a really, really important Bible theme. The idea of being someone who follows Jesus, one of God's people, sparkling and shining bright. So let me give you a few references. Here's Psalm chapter 34, verses 4 and 5. I'll read it out to you. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. That's good this year. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. So rather than our faces going in on ourselves and feeling a bit low and a bit bad and a bit shameful, if we look to God, if we look to the Lord, we look to Jesus, the light of the world, our faces glow and shine bright. How fantastic that is. Save people sparkle. But why does God choose to save people who don't deserve it? What's God's reason in doing it? Is it so that those saved people can be kept away, hidden, safe and sound, hidden in a secret underground den where no one will get them and no one will see them? No. Well, here's our passage again. The Lord their God will save his people on that day as a shepherd saves his flock. For they will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown. How attractive and beautiful they will be. Saved people sparkle. Now, what does that mean? I think it means to say that we are like sparkling jewels in a crown. Can you see my crown here, boys and girls? This amazing crown. I think it means two things. One, it means we're precious to God. And secondly, we're to shine out to the world. Let's just think about that very briefly. We're precious to God. We're to shine out to the world. So firstly, we're precious to God. Now, in the New Testament, the Apostle Peter was writing to some people who were far and far away from their home. They felt very small. They felt very weak. They were very, very aware of their sin. And they were living in isolation, a long way from everyone else. And this is what Peter says to them. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. Wow, God's special possession, that you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Which means, boys and girls, mums and dads, friends, those in the chapel watching at home, whoever you are, whatever your background, whatever you've done, whatever age you are, however much you feel you've let God down in your life, if you know Jesus, if you love Jesus, if you've repented from your sin and trust in Jesus as your good shepherd, strong and kind as we sung, then imagine it this way. If you were to sneak into heaven late one night and you were to sneak into God's treasures box and open God's treasures box, inside you'll find a photograph of you. I mean, that just blows my mind. Inside God's treasures box is a photo of me. How precious we are to him. But God doesn't just want to keep us hidden in his treasures box. Those that sparkle, you see, as well as being precious to God, are to shine out to the world. And that's where 1 Peter chapter 2 heads. So let me read again. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. And to declare the praises of him who called you out of his darkness into his wonderful light doesn't happen in secret or in quiet. It's the same principle that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Here's a bright light. Can you see my bright light, everybody? If that's going to do any good, I need to keep it outside of the darkness. I can't see it there. It's hidden away. It's hidden away. It needs to be out and shining around. Or then there's Philippians chapter 2, which says, do everything without grumbling or arguing, that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars, twinkling stars, as you hold firmly to the word of life. Now, Jesus is not around on earth anymore. He's gone back to his Father in heaven. But we're around. And just as Jesus said that he was the light of the world, if we've looked to Jesus and our faces are radiant and are glowing because we've seen Jesus, our lives have changed, they're shining bright, then Jesus says to us, you are the light of the world. He's gone back to his Father in heaven, but we now are the light of the world. And as we glow and shine bright, other people may see us and they may see a bit about Jesus in us. And they too may start to glow, not because of how great we are, but because of how great and beautiful and attractive Jesus is. As we speak about him, as we demonstrate our love for him by showing love to other people with our actions. Because, remember, thumbs down one last time, saved people sparkle. And later on in this year, we've got something called a Passion for Life, which is an amazing opportunity to tell our friends and our family members and people who don't know Jesus about how wonderful Jesus is. I've got one last question for you to do in your little groups. Maybe lean to someone or think about it on your own. Who might you sparkle for Jesus to this year? He loves you so much, but who might you shine your light out to this year? I'm going to give you 30 seconds to have a little chat and talk about that with people around you. And then we'll sing a closing song. It'll be good to talk about maybe with your family, friends, when you head home, how you can sparkle and shine out for Jesus wherever you are this next year. Maybe talk about that as you head home.